In one of our classes, we had a student who always sat in the back of the class, beautiful woman in her early 70s, silver haired, ponytails, always wore overalls, Rosemary. And Rosemary's very, very quiet. And I would always look at her and imagine her in a cast iron stove baking apple pies. She was that grandmotherly looking. And as I'm talking about the momentum tunnel, she raises her hand and she says, first time she's spoken in class, she says, you know, when I was designing the Apache attack helicopter for the military, she was a retired aeronautical engineer. She says, you know, when a helicopter can turn on a dime, but you have to fly it. Helicopter, you have to use both feet and both hands to fly it, but it can turn on a dime. But a 747, she said, you can't turn those things. But those are designed so that your drink doesn't shake too much on your little dining table. And most of us design our lives so that our drink doesn't shake too much on top of the little table. We want to have it fly smooth, fly gentle, but it can't turn. So the task is when we're making a shift in our momentum tunnel, we have to fly it. We have to fly our lives. We have to jettison all the baggage, or it will be taken from us. It will be taken away. And then once we make that turn, our momentum tunnel, the body of the flashlight, lines up behind us to support the new healed state. The universe lines up behind us now. The difficult thing is making the turn. And you can make the turn by jettisoning baggage, but also by stopping time. By stopping time so that you're no longer going at 100 miles an hour. You stop time, but you cannot take the baggage with you. This is why I always caution our students when they go to a psychic or an intuitive, because most of these individuals, although they may be very gifted, are generally poorly trained. And they will be tracking within the momentum tunnel. So had Steve gone to see a psychic or an intuitive, they would have said, dead, 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 dead. Because they cannot see the possibilities outside the tunnel. 99% of the energy resides within that tunnel. Only 1% of it is outside. Only the best shaman trackers were able to track outside the momentum tunnel. That's why it's important when you go to remember every time you have your cards read or you have a psychic look at your future, or you have an intuitive read you, they're not only telling you what's probable, they're also helping to select that future destiny. I don't want anyone selecting a destiny line for me. I want to do that myself. And that's what we teach our students, that you select your destiny, that you can step out of the grip of fate, which is the unconscious momentum that we all have, and into destiny where you choose, where you select. So even if there's a fate that has been pre-selected for you by your genes, by your culture, by your times, that you can turn that into a destiny, that you can shift, you can make the change. And destiny, by the way, is not tomorrow or in the future. Destiny is now. Destiny is now. You engage it, and it becomes right now. The shift has happened.